As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Once again, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, March the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced good news. Sorry, I was distracted. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone. Call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. It's a little ampersand in there. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. It's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, repeating myself, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live, Shoutcast, boy, streaming, Facebook. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Certainly appreciate it. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast. Please make a note of it. Never changes. 866-841-1065. You're welcome to use that number. Precious metals this morning setting record highs, building technical support for moves higher. We'll talk about that. Disappointing housing, financial, and unemployment figures. The flight to safe haven continues. Gulen, ever heard the name? We'll talk about him a bit this morning. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Good news. Gold and silver bugs, happy days, smiling again. Active trading out of New York City out of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago. Found gold trading up 50 cents more at $1,439.10. You heard it right here. $1,439.10, up 50 cents. Silver, huge. Loving it. Up 32 cents this morning at $37.74 for those shiny little troy ounces of silver. $37.74. Can you believe it, folks? Platinum up $4 at $1,757. And palladium up $6 at $753 an ounce. Your lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, relatively narrow band. $1,435.10 for a low, and that ain't low, and $1,443.80 for a high. But at $1,439.10, good news, your gold is up this year, $352.80 an ounce. I bought gold for less than that, by the way. Just to let you know. For a 32.44% return on your investment annually, you're not going to get that at your local bank. Ain't no way. We'll be right back. Much more to come. Stay with us.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, March the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time, you're like me, if you can't remember anything, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. You'd think by now I'd have this memorized, but I don't. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, it's for all of those that just tuned in late. Sometimes people do drift into the classroom late. You can just log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014 or 866-841-1065 as we welcome new stations on board. Be sure and jump onto that website, folks. BecomeVocalLocal.com. We have a chat room there, all of my contact information, but I don't have anything for sale, and there's not much else posted there. It's just basically for your convenience. This morning, big news in the gold and silver market again. Gold was trading up 50 cents as of 9 o'clock Eastern time. That's an hour ago, at $1,439.10. Now, when I woke up this morning, it was right up about that high. About 6 o'clock this morning, $1,443.80. So gold is really up there scratching for some new highs, and silver is not slack either. Silver this morning up 32 cents at $37.74 an ounce. Platinum and palladium, the silver metals, bright, shiny stuff, not doing quite as well, but they're all right. They're starting to recover some of the ground. Platinum was up near 1,800. Palladium was up near 800, but they're about 50 bucks shy of that. This morning, platinum moving back up another $4 at 1,757 as they continue to, or start now to come back online in Japan with some of their manufacturing. Are you going to see a bump in platinum and palladium? You may very well. So you might want to take advantage of this opportunity to get in and recharge your position, if you will, in these platinum and palladium, and see if they go up. I think they probably will as well. Palladium this morning up $6 at $753 an ounce. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market this morning, a narrow band, about $8, $1,435.10 for a low, $1,443.80 for a high. We're looking for that 1,450 mark. If we can get to that, cross over it, stay above it for a day or two, then we might see a drive towards 1,500 in the not-too-distant future. With silver, it's about 38 bucks, just say, plus or minus. If it can stay at the 38 level for 4 or 5 days, maybe into Wednesday of next week, we might see it hit $40 next week. That's what I'm looking at. So maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll go the other way. Who knows? We're a lot of manipulators in the marketplace this morning. The boys in London, this is your London Bullion Market Association, okay? London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA.org, these are the price fixers. They set the price this morning at $1,441.25. You can see they anticipate that we're going to get into this 1440 range and maybe run there. We'll see what the afternoon fixing is, but 1441 is very promising. The SPDR gold shares, not too much action going on there. They claim to be holding 1,214.87 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. If you haven't been up to their website, you might want to take a look at it, spdrgoldshares.com. And there's more than meets the eye. That one little site that opens up there is just the beginning of the story. But if you can get to the main website, and maybe you could just type in SPDR Gold Trust, instead, SPDR Gold Trust, instead. I don't remember the URL off the top of my head, but if you do, you'll be able to go in and see the prospectus. You'll be able to see what they claim to be their storage vaults and so on and so forth. But on these prices in bullion, it's valued on the street this morning at $56 billion. Maybe later in the broadcast, I'll even open that page and we'll just take a look at some of the details in there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 67 at 12,086. The NASDAQ closed up 14 at 2698. The S&P 500 closed up 4 at 1,298. Crude oil this morning up another 12 cents. The world is still trembling about Libya, but for goodness sakes, why is it impacting our crude oil? All right? There's no shortages here. Those people don't send their light sweet crude to us. We get it out of the West Texas Intermediate, the light sweet crude delivered to the Cushing hub. All right? But anyway, crude oil, black gold is up 12 cents a barrel at $105.87. Now there's 42 gallons in these barrels of crude. And so just do your math. Take the $105.87, divide it by 42, and then figure out how much it costs to get it from, crude to your gas station. And you can understand why the price of the pump is so high. But none of us can understand why the price of crude is so high. There's no shortage. We're swimming in oil. All right. But anyway, this morning, driving the market, $105.87 for a barrel of oil. The U.S. dollar index this morning, a continuing weakening of the U.S. dollar. The USDX goes down 19 basis points. You got to know when the gold is going up, the silver is going up, the dollar's going down. It is down 19 basis points at 75.77. That impacts the foreign exchange rates. What's foreign exchange? Is if you're to go over to Europe and you're going to buy something, or if you're selling something to the United States from Europe or Asia, you've got to go into the exchange market, pay the brokerage fees, and get the currency of the day du jour over there, wherever you're going to go. So they make big money on this. This is all these Talmudist moneylenders, all right? The foreign exchange rates this morning against the U.S. dollar, the Canadian loonie, bumps up 38 basis points at $1.02 U.S. One time, The Canadian dollar was about 74, 75 cents against the U.S. dollar. Now it's above parity. It's more valuable than our dollar. The Mexican peso, up 40 basis points to 8 cents U.S. You know, all the news we heard about the Chinese yuan, you know, pegged to the U.S. dollar. Well, baby, I mean, they got bridge spikes nailing this one down. The Mexican peso and the U.S. dollar have just not budged a bit. It's 8 cents against the U.S. dollar. Of course, that doesn't help Mexico as the U.S. dollar continues to weaken, all right? The euro this morning up 39 basis points at $1.41. The British pound off 22 basis points at $1.62. And the Swiss franc up 29 more basis points at $1.03. So those trips to Europe, going over there and, you know, visiting and touring and things like that, boy, it's going to cost you plenty. Your dollars are not going to go very far on a trip to England, all right? $1.62 for exchanging. Anyway, the bond market this morning, they're going to talk about this in the news too. The two-year, the yield on the U.S. Treasuries, bonded indebtedness, the yield on the two-year Treasuries, 0.66%. That's up from what it's been recently. But the 10-year is at 3.36. The yield on the 30-year is at 4.45%. We'll talk about the LIBOR and some of the other stuff in the morning's news. Mortgages this morning, the fixed-rate mortgage, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.19% a month ago to 3.99 this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.90 to 4.79, continuing this downward slide in mortgage rates, trying to entice buyers into the market. It ain't working for them. That's a poor strategy. The prime rate is at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio is 38.16 ounces of silver. We'll pick you up 1 ounce of gold. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I may have been able to find the particular gremlin that was plaguing my computer, and I also reloaded a new version of Mozilla Firefox, which really is working quite well so far overnight, no problems. I've been having a very peculiar crash that has happened at precisely 9 o'clock a.m. showtime, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and yesterday, Wednesday. This morning, we haven't had that problem, so I've got everything on the browser. We'll just proceed. But unfortunately, because of that long delay, we haven't been talking about what's going down in the economy. So I'm going to continue that today. The economic calendar for this week has been really busy. Not good news. On Monday, existing home sales came out. That was very disappointing. The Richard Fisher spoke on Tuesday morning. He didn't have good things to say. The Goldman store sales and the Red Book didn't give us good information there. The FHFA House Price Index came out with a bad report. The Mortgage Bankers Purchase Applications came out yesterday. Not a good report. New home sales, not a good report this morning. Durable goods orders, not good. And jobless claims, not good. Let's look at a couple of those and see. Tomorrow, of course, there's not going to be much coming out there. Consumer sentiment in the afternoon. Let's start with the existing home sales. They were looking, the consensus was for a 5.40 million existing home sale level. They got 488, so they didn't come even close to the lower end of their of the consensus spectrum. The range was from 5.0 million to 5.23. They came in at 488. Here's the write-up on it. The housing sector may be suffering another setback, at least based on the February report for existing home sales, which fell nearly 10% to a lower than expected annual rate of 4.88 million. Not too good. Year-on-year sales are down 2.8%. But you know, as they say, you know, liar figures don't lie, but liars figure. We have a lot of deception in these numbers, and so we take them tongue-in-cheek, take them for what they're worth, and they're not worth too much. But at least when going, you go to Econo Day, some of this information has some semblance of credibility. But more important than that, there's a great number of old brokers and people like that that have money under their care. They're the trustee, if you will, for beneficiaries for trust, the investment trust and things like that. They use these numbers to justify their moves and to explain what they're doing. And also sometimes the more ignorant ones would gauge their purchases and sales based on these numbers, considering this to be a government trend, at least. All right. The bad news continues. Supply is up and prices are down. Again, existing home sales. Why is the supply up in existing home sales? Because more and more houses are being foreclosed. A lot of people that have an existing house today, all right, they have mom and pa have their house. They're watching the newspaper. They're talking to their realtors. They know that houses are being foreclosed left and right. And so they're selling or putting up on the resale market perhaps a $500,000 house that was overpriced, overvalued, and is underwater in a mortgage. And they're moving into and buying another house that is maybe a nicer house but has lost 35 or 40% of its value. And so they can make a good deal on the trade. So in that case, again, supply is up and the prices are down. Supplies rose 3.5% to 3.488 million homes in what is an 8.6 months of supply at the current sales rate. In other words, don't build anything else and just keep selling houses. And we got enough houses to meet the demand for another 8.6 or 9 months out. In other words, all the way to Christmas, baby. not good news. Distressed sales made up a very heavy 39%, 40%. Distressed sales. You've seen the ads, you know, FSBOs for sale by owner, motivated seller, sale wants offers, bring all offers, you know, show this house, you know, keep the dog, you know, there's two kids in a pool in the backyard, take them home, that kind of thing. Distressed sales made up a very heavy 39% of all transactions, with cash transactions at 33%. What's that? That's when you go and buy a house all cash to seller at closing. All right? They're not going to finance you. They're going to take all their money. This is their equity. And they're doing equity moves and also foreign direct investment. Cash transactions. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, buying your house. All right? For cash at a heavy discount, 39% discount. Anyway, or more. A heavy proportion pointing to bottom fishing by investors. Bottom fishing by investors. You heard about that in the Great Depression. Out there, people buying properties and whole blocks of properties for a dime, you know, a pop. Dimes on the dollar. Well, some of that's going on. Reflecting still tough credit conditions for ordinary home buyers. The economy, like other cycles, has been able to recover nicely even without the housing sector. Oh, really? If you're paid to write, I guess you could write anything. New home sales data will be posted on Wednesday. Well, let's go to the next article. All right, these are the things. This is the material. This is the stuff that all of the MSNBC nonsense you'll hear about on the TV set. New home sales. So we looked at the existing home sales. Now, how about new home sales? The consensus range was from 240,000 to 305,000. That's quite the spread. All right. What did they actually get? They claim to have gotten 250,000. So they're just above the bottom end of their guess. Depressed is the only way to describe new home sales. All right? Depressed. Don't let these guys kid you when they say that, you know, the economy is going to recover quite nicely without real estate. Forget about that. That's a bald-faced lie. All right. Anyway, depressed is the only way to describe new home sales, which fell 16.9% in February to an annual rate of 250,000. A rate of 290,000 was expected. All regions show declines. Nobody getting spared here. The data are filled with multi-year lows and record lows, including unadjusted sales in the month of only 19,000 units. The median price, not only are they, they're down there in the lowest of the lowest of the numbers, but they're also going down in price. The median price fell another 14% in the month to $202,100. Now, some of you might live in a $202,000 house. I've never crossed the threshold except to do repairs or remodeling, but nevertheless, the median price fell to $202,000. And wouldn't you think that maybe that might be one of the reasons why there's not very many people buying? You know, is there anybody out there that's ready to step up to the plate and take on a $202,100 debt? A drop that sweeps the year-on-year rate into the negative column, minus 8.9%. The average price of $246,000 is down 7.3% for a deepening year-on-year decline of 13.4%. Now, I posted in the chat room earlier just a link over to John Williams, shadowstats.com. You can go over there, click on it. Yeah, you got to pay his freight, $179, to get the newsletter. But you can browse around and look at some of the graphs and charts and read some of the headlines of his articles to get you a better understanding. Look at the unemployment rates that he shows in his charts. Look at the inflation rates that he shows in his charts. You'll find a much different picture than what you get painted here every morning on EconoDay. I haven't subscribed to any of these newsletter writers' publications, so I just go around and glean what little I can get out of the corners when I can and where I can. But the new home market is being particularly hit by competition from distressed sales of existing homes. So you got, just like here in little town Exeter, they got a guy on the main street here. He's built two houses. He's got one done and it's been for sale for 9 months. He's got another one that's coming along that he's trying to finish. It was framed and partially roofed and had to sit the whole winter in the weather. Anybody that knows that won't buy that house because it's going to be the plywood on the floors and everything else will be all bowed and horrible, hidden only under, the flooring. But anyway, come back with some more of this on the other side. Your calls are welcome this morning, 866-841-1065.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And let's go right out to the phones and talk with our caller calling in this morning on Skype. Got a feeling I know who this is. Let's go in and say good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Fritz in Missouri.
How you doing, Fritz?
Oh, well, I'm about 2 swigs of coffee into the morning so far. I'm not quite all there yet, but I'm kicking myself in the butt to get going.
I've got my second pot of coffee on the stove brewing, and it's just about done, so I'm a little ahead of you.
I'm slow. Well, I woke up at 6, but I didn't make the coffee till 8:30, and I didn't pour it till 9. How about that?
Wow.
I almost set the county on fire yesterday out here burning leaves.
You know, enthusiasm is a real admirable characteristic, you know, but you do have to kind of tone it down a little bit when it comes to burning outdoors.
Well, I'll tell you, after 2 hours of chasing the fire around the yard, I was so wore out. That's what slowed me down this morning. But luckily, the fire was a few miles east of here, and it was 100 acres, and somebody lost her house.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we had a lot of brush fires in Missouri yesterday.
Well, we had a pretty high wind all around through the Southwest. I was going to go out and burn a little trash and some branches and limbs and some other things myself, but I declined. It was a pretty good breeze. I've got a 6-foot wooden fence around the backside of my property, and when the wind is coming and taking an arc and lifting up across the top of that fence, you know, that's enough of a breeze to take sparks a long distance. So I know you just kind of have to gauge it. But are you saying that somebody else had a fire and it blew over to your place and started your place on fire too?
No. I just burned a little ground clutter, a little, you know, spring leaf stuff. But there was a fire in the county.
Yeah. Okay.
But apparently I did pop up on the scanner though at one point.
Yeah.
On the police scanner.
Yep.
Somebody called a neighbor to see if everything was okay out here.
Wow.
Hey, I heard Tom DeWeese on the radio yesterday, and, you know, we had talked, and I had brought this issue of the Ozark property rights or Ozark Highlands National Heritage Area before my county commission a few weeks ago, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about it.
Do that.
Well, it all started a year ago when I chewed out my tax assessor. I'm new to the county, and last year I took in my first personal property declaration, and I gave him an earful about communism and stuff. But while I was talking to her, I noticed that the disclaimer on the tax declaration read something like, "I do solemnly swear under penalty of perjury that all the items that I have, you know, I have listed all the items that are taxable under Missouri law." Well, I told her right there, I said, "You're asking me to commit perjury. I don't know what all the I don't know Missouri law.
Exactly.
I've never read it. Is there a law book in the county here, you know, that I can read?" Well, no. So I scratched that all out. You know, I scratched it out, and then I went on and read and such and such and such and such. So help me God. And I asked her, "Well, who's God? Which God?
Exactly.
You know, what is this on here for?
You just keep right on going, and I'm going to step away from the mic for half a second because I've got that form within my reach, and I'll be able to hear you. But just continue.
Yeah. Okay. So I altered the oath. I scratched it all out and then I initialed it and signed the oath. Well, anyway, so when I went in this year to take in my property declaration, which was on the last day, the last legal day you could do it, February 28th, they recognized me right away, and I noticed that the declaration oath has changed and the penalty of perjury thing is gone from there now. She claimed the Jefferson City made them put that on there, but it is gone. Anyway, she invited me to come to the county commission meeting, which is open to the public. She said, you know, we're having a meeting tonight. Maybe you should come and see how it all works. So,
exactly.
I did. I went home and I did some homework the rest of the day. I printed out some stuff from the Ozark Property Rights Congress webpage and kind of brushed up on the issue a little bit down here. For the people who are listening that don't know, there's 13 counties in southern Missouri that the feds are trying, actually I suspect it's the UN, are trying to turn into what I call a museum.
Right.
They want to make it a national heritage area.
Right.
So there would be a whole other layer of regulations, presumably. I know the historic areas in the city of St. Louis, you know, you have to get permission to paint, and they tell you what color it's going to be and what the style of shutters and the approved window, and you can't sandblast your brick. You can only scrub it with elbow grease and so on and so forth.
And then there's a whole bunch of other stuff that goes in with that, you know, and so what a basic, well, here's, let me give you another little bit, like a view shed corridor. At least you turn it into this national heritage thing. And then instead of just having to be the yard slave for your county, responsible of keeping your property up to all of the international property maintenance codes and the international building codes, beyond that, then, you know, they not only that, then they also have you be part of their basically tourism attraction. And, you know, if you've got a cow that is really pretty, You need to bring Bessie down entire by the fence so that the tourists can see Bessie in the morning from 6 o'clock until 5 p.m. And if you've got any ugly pigs, you need to put them out of the way, because people drive by, they don't want to think that the Ozarkians are still eating hog, you know. But there's a lot to it. You know, viewshed corridors are important. If you want to build a barn or something like that, you'll have to take your plans in and get it approved, you know. And no, you won't be able to put up one of these metal barns. But if you build a Hammond Dutch barn, you know, and get some people in wooden shoes to walk around on your lawn from time to time, well, you could do that, you know. Have a little Oktoberfest in your yard, you could do that, but there are a lot of things you couldn't. So there's much involved in it, but it's really a transference of property to some other third party. They're going to dictate everything about how you can use and interact with that property. You know, and unfortunately, it doesn't just cloud your usage. It then becomes, you know, basically a cloud on the title. And when you go to sell that property, it's going to impact the resale value. Go ahead.
Right. So I, with a little homework, I made my speech at the meeting. I mostly kind of did it to because I was, I guess I wanted to impress the ladies in the courthouse there. I've been interacting with them a little bit. They invited me to the swearing-in ceremony end of December, end of the year, when they swore in the new people, and I told her I would only come if I could videotape it. But I'm not sure what her motive is. We can get back to that. So I made my little speech at the commission meeting, and I got a little bit off topic, you know, and I did kind of some of those no-nos you said yesterday about don't start yelling UN and communism and stuff. But I did tell the people that if you see that designation National Heritage Area, you're probably looking at a UN-backed something. I got a big round of applause from a crowd of 80 people. That was the neat part.
Well,
you know, I kind of ended the discussion.
One of the things that Tom mentioned yesterday was that, you know, you can take Xerox copies with you if you can find them from the various sites on the United Nations websites and so on, where you can find the verification of what it is that you're claiming. And then the way that he did it, he styled it, and of course people can go up to his website and look at that, AmericanPolicy.org. And look at it, but what he basically says is that then you can ask them, you think I'm a tinfoil wearing hat lunatic? Well, tell me, here's the information right off the website. This is what you're implementing. It certainly looks to me like this is indeed and in fact a United Nations agenda. Tell me it isn't.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I did put together a printed packet. I didn't print 100 copies for everybody in the room, but I printed 6 or 8 copies for all the commissioners, the clerk, myself to read from, and the assessor who invited me. And that was the day that Dent County, Missouri voted to reject the Ozark Highlands area. And I had a copy of that letter in the packet and so on. So that was all real neat. Now, after the meeting, I was doing a little hobnobbing, you know, a little meet and greet, if you will, after the meeting.
Yes.
I was also able to get up in the sheriff, chief investigator of the sheriff's department space with my old $10 bill that I always carry around, and I said, I'd like to report a crime. And the $10 bill, for those of you who don't know, or the old bills used to say, this note is legal tender for all debts public and private and is redeemable in lawful money at the U.S. Treasury or any Federal Reserve Bank. So I showed him the bill. I claimed it wasn't lawful or it wasn't $10 and it's not lawful. And he said, well, if it's counterfeit, then it's illegal for you to have it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hold on right there. We're going to go into a break. We'll bring you back on the other side. Stay with us, Fritz. Your calls are welcome, folks.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time.
It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And I got a couple of bales of news on the browser, folks. It doesn't seem to be wanting to crash this morning, so we can probably count on some of that. Your calls are also welcome, 866-841-1065. Visiting on the line with Fritz from Missouri. You know, Fritz is the archivist, show.archive@gmail.com, show.archive@gmail.com. I've had two requests in the last 30 days for copies of that whole year's worth of broadcasts on one CD. I guess it's a CD-ROM data disk. But it's great for those that are out there that are listening this morning, maybe on your AM or FM radios, and you don't have access to an internet-connected computer. All you need to do is pick up one of these little discs, and if you like the things that we've done, you'll have all the index material there and everything. You can go back and listen to the teaching segments as you like to fill in some of the missing gaps. So we do have lots of new listeners come in, and those discs can be handy, especially for those that have either a slow archive or an internet speed like dial-up, or not an internet connection just because of financial reasons. But Fritz, one of the things that you were bringing up, and I think it's so very important, is the interesting dialogues that one can actually have when you begin to become vocal local. And as we were talking yesterday with Tom DeWeese, when we begin to become vocal local right where we are and interact with these elected officials, lots of fur can fly, and you don't have to get into a knockdown, drag-out battle. I don't imagine you took your bullhorn with you, did you?
That's right. No, I didn't take my bullhorn. I just took my kind of flippant hit-and-run approach that I tend to fall back on. And, you know, it was kind of fun. But the point is, folks out there, the reason I'm telling you all this is because, you know, this all started when I went in there last year and I raised a stink, and they remembered me.
Exactly.
And then I guess the tax assessor this year decided it'd be better to make friends with me.
Well, one of the things we mentioned yesterday, and I can't underline this enough, folks, and for the individuals out there like myself, I'm unmarried. I don't have anyone to go with me like that. So I like to, when I can, take a friend or somebody else when you go in, so that you, number one, you've got a witness. Number two, if it's not just a man and a wife, husband and wife, you've got a couple of guys standing in there. Sometimes you're going to get different kinds of answers. And so there's multiple strategies that are need to be employed. But we do need to consider carefully just exactly what it is. Now, Hal Anthony is also a broadcaster here on the network, folks. He does a broadcast on Sunday afternoons behind the woodshed, where we open a can of whoop-ass on these misbehaving government officials. And one of the things that Hal has instructed me on in the past is it's this understanding that when you go in and you start, poking around, prodding the beast and spitting in their eyes, you think about it not so much, Fritz, just what you're doing right there. You're thinking all the way out to the Supreme Court. You're thinking all the way through all of the steps in the along the chain. So initially when we go ahead.
I'm also thinking about Manta.com.
Exactly.
And I've kind of got that in my back pocket. And I, anyway, at the end of the meeting, Miss Tax Assessor Lady Charlotte said, you know, we have a meeting every week on Monday mornings. You should come to those too. We need a person like you.
Mm-hmm. And in a way, in a way they do, Fritz, because if they don't have any public attendance whatsoever, if they don't have anyone from the generally dumb public, they have no way of saying, well, that this is any kind of a form of representative government. But what I've found myself is when you do go to these meetings, even at the county commission level, there's nobody there. And so, I mean, somebody's got to start, breaking down the grass and coming in with the weed eater. Somebody needs to open up that cow path. You know, in a county commission meeting or a city council meeting, there's no reason whatsoever why people couldn't, come away from the cafe one slice of pie short and get over to that meeting and sit through it and ask pertinent questions. You know, if we become involved in our government, things could start to change. Now, this year, here in our county, in Barry County, the county of Barry, many ways of styling it, in the state of Missouri,
Has that county been very, very good to you?
It's not been very, very good to me so far, and I really didn't want to move into this county. I was living in the county of McDonald before, but when I crossed the county line and moved into this one, I've had to start all over from scratch, just like we were talking about yesterday, folks. Yeah, I could come to Tennessee and do a talk, or I could go to Florida and do a talk, but I don't know any of the players there, okay? And so just by moving a short distance, 30 miles, and coming into a new county over here, I've got to start all over again and find out who all the players are, who's the grand sovereign royal affiliated master of the local Mason Lodge and so on and so forth. I'm all back to square one. But what I have noticed is that these personal property, their personal assessment lists, they appear to me, and I may be mistaken, I'm still working out this, but they appear to be a subscription contract. All right? A subscription contract. In other words, you receive it in the mail, and it's not filled out. All it has is your, Roberts, William name on it and a post office box, all caps, all that stuff. So it doesn't have anything on there. I'm not obliged to anything. It starts off with dear taxpayer. Well, that's an assumption. They're assuming that I'm a taxpayer, all right? And that may or may not be the case. They haven't established that in case, in fact or law, but they're addressing me as dear taxpayer. So if I don't consider myself to be a taxpayer, then obviously this was addressed to someone else and I should send it back untouched. But I've tried that and that doesn't work. So
there's a penalty.
Well, there is a penalty, but it's
a penalty if you don't turn it in.
Yes, but it's minuscule. All right, it's minuscule on a personal assessment, at least for me. I'm not sitting here with 5,000 head of Hereford or something like that. So it's minuscule by comparison for me. So anyway, they had a change here in the assessor. All right, now June Smith. And I'm just going on the record here. I'll just name the names. June Smith used to be the assessor. She was the assessor for years. And now we have Sherry Sears as the assessor. Now, someone new to the county would go, okay, they had a change. It was June Smith. Now it's Shelley Sears. Well, Sherry Sears is June Smith's daughter. So she got it picked up a new name through marriage, but it's still the same intergenerational holding of the purse strings assessing the people in this county. And so Sherry Sears can't claim ignorance because she's been working in the office for years. And if she's at all in doubt about anything, she can just resort back to her mother, even over the Thanksgiving turkey, you know. So the culpability lies there, and it continues. So the questions that I tried to pose with June Smith before she retired from the office still are laying in there, and I know they are, and Sherry can get them, and she can't claim that they don't exist. So, again, this is like a subscription contract. They have big boxes here. Please check one of these boxes, they say. All right? Sign on the back before returning to the assessor. Sign on the back. And then changes have been made. Changes have been made. No changes have been made. And basically what they ask you to do, they want you to know, list the actual physical location of the property at the far right. If mailing address is incorrect, please correct it here. Now, what's the actual physical location of the property? Is this a personal property assessment list or is it not? For instance, it wants to know about automobiles, vans, minivans, SUVs, pickup trucks, motorhomes, buses, motorcycles, historical vehicles, airplanes, and so on and so forth. And it runs all the way down to boats and motors and mobile homes and everything. Okay, so is this personal property or is this not? Now, if this is personal property, then it doesn't make a flying Melinda what the physical location is, because wherever I go, there it likely might be. And so I could go in, let's say, and talk to Sherry and question her about this line. What do you mean, list the physical location of the property at the far right? You're asking about my truck? Well, I can tell you what the physical location is. It's right down in front of your courthouse. Now, how often am I supposed to update this? This is like the National Animal Identification System. You want me to list the physical location of my horse? Well, my horse is in different pastures. It never stands in the same place, the lazy bum. Doesn't do any work for me, but from time to time I ride it. And when I'm riding it, the physical location is moving constantly. My cattle don't stand around me. They do. They lay in the shade. But, you know, what about the chickens? They're all over the yard. How can I list the physical location of any of this? And besides, what difference does it make to you? These are my personal, you know, this is my personal property. And so it is where I am. And where am I? I am wherever I am and none other. You see what I'm saying? So it starts.
I am where I am.
I am where I am. And now, just like what you said, they've changed the affirmation and oath at the back. I have the same questions that you do. When you talk about, so help me God, whose God are we talking about? Are we talking about George Bush's God or Barry the Usurper's God? You know, are we talking about the God of the Bible? Or are we talking about the Talmudic gods? Or is it Islam? Or who the heck is it? I'm confused, aren't you? We'll
Jerry
be right
Garcia.
Back. Yeah, I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, March the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I got Fritz from Missouri on the line with us, and let's go up to our roving reporter from Mark's Accusations and bring in Jeff from Chelsea to the discussion. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Will. Sorry, I let you go yesterday because I had to get back to my post. I was close to being overdue. So, anyways, good thing is it's not happening right now. I'm still on break at Boston. Will, here's the thing. I listened to a little bit of the conversation on the other end talking about sheriffs. Will, in Boston, there's a fat woman sheriff, liberal to the max, that runs the show in this. In this operation, Andrea Cabal, real leftist. And you know what? When it comes to police and everything like that, police operate like Judge Dredd. I am the law. And I don't hate cops, but I'm telling you something. Everything in Massachusetts is the police will do it. You cannot get up. You cannot even learn how to use the Monadnock baton without having a site that uses the Monadnock baton and being a cop. Forget about a firearms permit, and that depends on what city you live in. So believe me, I see firsthand what Marxism has done to my state. I mean, everything is strict, strict, strict. And I looked at the website of the company I work for. They have all kinds of training. But again, that's states that are conservative. We're Marxist.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff. If you can find me one of those conservative states, let me know, because you know I'm building a list of the other places that I might be able to go in America to live. I haven't found very many of them that were quote unquote conservative. I think Marxism is pretty much across the board. Go ahead.
Oh yes. No. Missouri seems like it's pretty conservative compared to Massachusetts. You got to remember, everything is a sliding scale. I mean, Massachusetts happens to be one of the most liberal states in America. Vermont's pretty liberal, but they got backwoods you can hide in. And Connecticut, the Northeast in general is pretty Marxist. I'll say the Mason-Dixon line, you get something that's normal, halfway normal. Not perfect, but halfway normal. I know we're not going to get back to 1950s America where the police were like, we're like Andy Griffith patrolling the streets with his partner Barney Fife, but I think we've lost the country.
One thing, Jeff, is that there are a lot of people in the central states and a lot of people still in the West and even in the Northeast, all over the country, that are still living inside of a fog or inside of a bubble. Okay. And so they just live their life just like it is Barney Fife, just like it's, you know, Wally Warden June Cleaver's 52 Chevy in the front driveway life. They're still living that life, and they're fine. They feel great. They don't know what we're agitated about, but it's only because they don't understand how the system is working at the upper levels behind the Wizard of Oz curtain. So, you know, the problem with them is that they're going to be in for like an oh my God experience when they get to the end of the end of the diving board and they realize there's no water in the pool and they're being forced off. So,
Will, I like that. That is so good. Or the pool has sharks in there and they don't know it. They think they're jumping in a perfectly nice pool and there's piranhas in there or sharks. And Well, I don't know. You know, it's like people who don't want to defend themselves and believe in the right to bear arms. They're going to be in for a rude awakening with a gangbanger with a machete comes in and kills off the male and takes the woman. I mean, we're in some very treacherous stuff. Starvation, just real crazy stuff. And the sheriff is the key to it all. A good, strong sheriff, and we don't have that. Well, I'll let you go. You have a good one.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Jeff.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so always a good call from Jeff. Jeff from Chelsea. Anyway, welcome back to our Thursday, March the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Now as the rest of our stations come online, you can always call in during the broadcast. Your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. Visiting this morning with our caller Fritz from Missouri. Keep all these names straight. As we go through a little bit more of this discussion in regards to personal assessment lists and personal property taxes, and as I mentioned in the first segment, this personal property assessment is, in a way, in my opinion, and there may be, you know, there may be a more proper legal term, but it's basically a subscription contract. What I'm doing by filling one of these out is I'm saying, I'm assessing myself, and I'm affirming, I'm going to swear and I'm going to affirm that I should be taxed for all this stuff. All right, now that just goes under my fingernails like a bamboo. You know what I mean? But you know, this is an important aspect of this, because then it asks you to check on the front. Okay, there's a place for you to check now. There's places for you to write. And so as soon as you bend your head over this, as soon as you get out the old Parker pen and start writing, what you're going to discover is that by participating in this process, you're actually saying that you are to be taxed for these things, and these are the things that you want to be taxed on, and that you're willing to pay a tax on these things, whether or not and before or not the assessor has said that you're liable to a tax on any of these things. And so then, after you get done going through and listing all your boat docks, your industrial machinery, your livestock, I'm telling you, we're right down to bee colonies, cows and bulls, yearlings and calves, mules and mares and geldings, yearlings and colts, horses and stallions. I mean, they're right in there. They want to know about your corn, your wheat, your soybeans, how many bushels you've got, your tractors, your balers, your square balers, your hay binds, your combines, your self-propelled combines, and all other equipment, including your riding lawnmower. And then they say, before you sign, please read the instructions, notice to taxpayer below. Then you go down and you look at this. But one of the things that you won't find in here, you will find the section where you can get charged a fine if you don't square this out and get it back in time. But like you mentioned, Fritz, you're not going to find anything in here that actually establishes your liability in law to pay any of these things. And so it then it begins like this. Here's your oath. I do hereby solemnly swear or affirm that the foregoing list contains a true and correct statement of all the tangible personal property made taxable by the laws of the state of Missouri. Now, when I inquired of June Smith first and Shelley Sears second, where is that section? Why wasn't that included in the oath? Why don't you list, put my statutes here so that I can go and look them up before I swear, so that I don't have to go and become a legal scholar and become an expert on Missouri law? Why isn't that included in here? How can I affirm, and you made a good point on this, Fritz, how can I swear, affirm, or solemnly swear that what I'm signing here complies with this requirement? But really good stuff. And then
under
again,
penalty of perjury.
Under penalty of perjury. You know, that's exactly right. Go ahead.
Well, I think you're right. It is somewhat voluntary. When I went in last year, I have a 58 International Cub Lowboy that I cut my grass with. It's got a Woods belly mower underneath.
Beautiful.
Because it was just like the one my grandpa, when I was a kid, and it just runs like a sewing machine, you know. So they want you to declare your tractor. And so I asked, when I went into the office last year, I asked the ladies in the office, what is the legal definition of a tractor? Does that include a riding lawnmower? They didn't really know. They didn't have any books in there. Like, well, I don't know. And one lady just kind of said, well, like if you have a farm all or something. I said, well, I don't have a farm all. So, and the assessor said, well, do you want us to assess your tractor?
Exactly.
I said, no, I don't. She said, okay. So then that was when I signed the form and had the little discussion about the perjury. Hey, listen, if you don't mind my segueing, Jeff mentioned the piranhas and the sharks.
Yes.
Listen to this. I've got the paper here. I got two little points I'll make, and then I'll go. I'm sure there are other people that want to get in. Washington County may be awarded federal funds under Phase 29 Emergency Food and Shelter Program. Washington County may be chosen to receive funds to supplement the Emergency Food and Shelter Program, yada, yada, yada. If funding is approved, then the selection will be made by the National Board and CAPS that is chaired by the Federal Emergency Management Agency in CAPS and consists of representatives from the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, the Council of Jewish Federations, the Catholic Charities USA, the National Council of Churches of Christ in the USA, and the United Way, which will distribute the funds appropriated by Congress to help the capacity of food and shelter programs in high-need areas around the country. So there's your piranhas and sharks right there.
Have you run
the whole list?
Have you run the manta on those? Go ahead, Matt.
I haven't run the manta. I guess I have to. I have to become a member of MANTA or sign in and get a sign-in identity. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Well, I haven't. I've never had to log in or anything like that. You just type in MANTA.com, and then when you want to search, you just type in the name of the company. The only place, the intersection where you actually have to put out any money, I think, is when you want the Dun & Bradstreet reports, and they charge for those. So MANTA.com has got like an opening door to the Dun & Bradstreet company. They may be working in cahoots.
Oh, I did find my local offices on MANTA, and it says, you know, county assessor, a private company, a private corporation managed by Charlotte Boyer. But if you want any more info, then you have to go in another layer. But anyway, so to wrap it up, the county commission minutes are published in the paper, I found out at the meeting.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, boy, well, it's going to be interesting to see what ends up in the paper compared to what I said. So I went to the newspaper office a few days later, and, oh, we haven't got the minutes yet. There seems to be something. Well, I'll let you know when we get them. You know, I said, well, be sure and save me a few copies of the paper. I got to go to St. Louis for dental process. And a week later, well, we don't have the minutes yet. They haven't been approved yet, and they're being rewritten. Okay? So it took 2.5 weeks before the minutes were finally published. Now, I don't know if anything I said had anything to do with their approval process or what. I haven't gotten that far yet, but I intend to sleuth around some more. So there is one paragraph. I did get the Ozark Highlands National Heritage Area in print. Mr. Fritz addressed the group regarding the Ozark Highlands National Heritage Area and its opposition, the Ozark Property Rights Congress. Mr. Fritz spoke in opposition, and that's my radio persona, folks, spoke in opposition to the Ozark Highlands National Heritage Area and asked that everyone present to become familiar with what they are attempting to accomplish in the counties close to Washington County. So I did get it in there. It was all in good fun. And as I said, while I was there, I was also able to confront the sheriff, the treasurer of the county, and the lady who runs the county hospital in this area. And I asked her how come I had to pay $125.
Let me jump in right there because we're going to go into a break. We come back from the break. Do stay for just another moment. I want to add a little bit to that. Hold on a minute. Be right back.
Oh, okay.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And just closing out on this very long, interesting conversation we're having with Fritz from Missouri, kind of an impromptu guest of the broadcast today. But Fritz, you were mentioning that, you know, when you went to the meeting, you had the interaction with them, you had the opportunity to speak before the group, and that they were kind enough to, after many months or weeks waiting, to notify and put it in the minutes and then publish it in the newspaper. Now, here's what I do. I always take legal pads. Everybody that knows me doesn't know me anything other than my little coffee cup, travel mug, and a notepad and a pen. All right, I've always got a yellow legal pad with me. I don't go out of the door without a yellow legal pad, a pen, and my coffee mug. That's the way I am. That's how I travel. And sometimes, depending on the meeting, I'll bring my briefcase along with me. So I always arrive at these meetings with a notepad ready to go on my lap, pen in my hand, and I take my own minutes. I'll take my own minutes of the meetings. Okay, so now we're going to go county commission meeting is called to order for whatever meeting it was, so on and so forth. I've already done a head count. I know how many people are in the audience. I've done a head count in there. I've write down all of the people in the audience that I know by name. I write down the names of all of the county commissioners that are present by name. Who is the recording secretary by name, so on and so forth. All that's there. The minute that they started, I checked my clock. Do they typically start 5 minutes late? Do they typically start 9 minutes later? Do they always start early or on time? All of that. Then I go through and I keep my notes. I keep minutes because I know how to take minutes. I've studied Robert's Rules of Order. I'm a parliamentarian. So I take my own minutes. And then I know what I'm going to present when it's my time at the podium. I go up and I've got all the material that I'm going to present. I always keep one set stapled in order of presentation for my own use later. And so then you go ahead and you make your presentation, then you go back and you sit down, and then you make a note in your minutes that you've made your presentation, and then whatever comes after that goes after that, and then finally the meeting adjourns and you leave. Now, all that said, you go back now to the newspaper, and you've got your minutes, and you're in a long-term habit. This is admissible in a court of law, I'd be almost positive, because this is a habitual thing for you. So anyway... You've got your yellow pad. Everybody knows you carry it. Here's the minutes. It's still inside the pad. Haven't torn it out. And so you go back to the newspaper and you say, hey, look, that's not what I said. This is what I said. Here's the documents that I produced. And here's my letter to the editor. I want to amend this minutes here. And then you go to the county.
Uh-huh.
You go to the next one. And when they go in for the review of the minutes, you hold up your hand, be recognized by the chair, and you stand, Mr. Chairman or Mr. Commissioner or Presiding Commissioner, I have received a copy of the minutes of the previous meeting, and I've noticed there are several errors. I'd like to propose amendments to that and submit these amendments for your approval. And you walk up and you hand it to them. Now they got egg on their face big time. Okay? Now they're going to have to look at it.
I like it.
And then now they're going to have to read it. And so they'll have to read it out loud you've only given them one copy, or maybe you could make three copies, whatever, and hand them around. And then they'll need to make a motion. They'll have to, you know, move to amend the minutes to reflect Fritz's comments. All right? Now that then should come into the That then should come into the newspaper when they give the county committee's minutes again, and it gives you an opportunity again to come in and write another letter to the editor in regards to that. And it also gives other people in the community an opportunity to send in other articles. And so you can really start a firestorm just by being a careful note taker and a minute keeper at the meetings and get names and places and dates and times on all of these things. You stop in and talk with your assessor's office. I like to lay my pad down on the counter with the documents that I'm going to talk about. And as soon as they come up, I ask, what's your name, please? And then I write it on my pad. That scares the crap out of them. And then I make a little look check. I check my watch and write it down right beside them. See, I'm using a legal pad. I'm writing it down. I just got your name and the time that I asked you that question. And then what's your job title? Well, you know? And then, okay, thank you. And then I bring in my questions. But I don't just drift in like, you know, a hayseed and start in, because they're anonymous and you don't want that. It's on the record. I'm not here because I felt that there was nothing else for me to do and I didn't want pecan pie and coffee at their cafe. I came down here to do business with my county. You see? So anyway, that's just ideas, food for thought. The next strategy in the layer of strategies of becoming vocal local and taking something like attendance at a meeting to a higher level.
Yes. Well, you know, the delay in the minutes was somewhat fortuitous because it allowed me to visit the newspaper office about five times and make friends with all the gals at the front counter there, and yeah, give them my little and tell them what I told the county commission. But so my plan now is, I haven't been back to the Monday morning meetings yet, as I was invited to do, because I've been to St. Louis three times in the last 3 weeks for dental work. But I picked up on what Tom DeWeese said yesterday, and that is to listen more than talk.
Exactly.
So I think my plan now is going to be to start attending these Monday morning meetings. And I'm telling you guys, that's rough to get up on Monday morning, take a shower, and put on a suit. You know, I just, that's not my style. But I'll make myself do it. And I'm going to start paying attention a little bit and see what's going on. I'm not sure what the assessor's motive is in inviting me to all this. She may be setting up a situation where I put my foot in my mouth.
Well, yes, and
or she may be.
Give an opportunity to be able to, you know, as they say, attack the messenger. But now that you've already spoken, I wouldn't be too concerned about that particular place. Feel free to come back each time. Always go up to whoever is keeping the schedule. Ask, you know, to speak during the public comment section. Get your name on the list and then make a presentation and start this process. Now, when you go back to the newspaper office the next time, now that they're starting to know who you are, when you're asking whether or not the minutes have been published yet, you might ask them to, where's the morgue? You know, you want to go into the newspaper's office's morgue, and you want to go back and glance through newspapers as regards to everything that has to do with this particular issue that they've published up to this date. They can help you do that and love to do it. So then you, all of a sudden, you start to be this new kid on the block, you know. It's a powerful position. It's fun.
Yeah, and judging from the gals at the counter, it might be a good place to get a job.
It could be. It could be. Hey, well,
now,
thank
you. I have a little bit of publishing experience. I was the editor-in-chief of my high school yearbook.
There you go.
But,
there you go. Well, hey, I thank you. I'm going to move along now, and thanks for the call. Great, great information, Fritz, and feel free to call in any day.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, bye now. All right, so there's Fritz in Missouri, folks. He's the archivist, show.archive@gmail.com. If you want to get a copy of those whole year worth of broadcasts, you can make all the arrangements through Fritz. You know, he basically doesn't, I have no financial relationship with him whatsoever. He has no relationship with the Oracle Broadcasting Network. He's just kind of doing this as a favor for the listeners, and you can send him an email at show.archive@gmail.com. And if you're out there listening on AM/FM, or even if you're on the internet, you want to take advantage of this and have a disc handy with all the archives. You never know. You never know when these websites can go down and all that stuff can go away. Back to our discussion on the news. Jobless claims. One last Econoday report here. Jobless claims. Again, not good news. Fewer and fewer Americans are claiming unemployment benefits in a developing trend that will boost expectations for accelerating payroll growth. Initial jobless claims fell 5,000. Now remember that people are falling off the other end of that scale. as I've said many times before, eventually, one day, we might hear the good news that only one person in America filed for unemployment, and he was the last guy that had a job. All right, so it's not necessarily good stuff. Continuing claims are also posting the best readings of the recovery, down 2,000 to 3.721 million. Now, if you go back and look again at shadowstats.com, look at the charts that he's got there, he'll show you the real numbers for unemployment. So don't take this stuff to heart. Verify, because most of this information, as we've seen and shown over and over again, every week, next week, they'll revise this number. And it'll be closer to what the real number is, the number they don't want you to know about. Durable goods orders, it was low too. Today's durable goods report is a quandary relative to all of the good news in earlier released manufacturing surveys. Folks, it's still upside down. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so blowing right along here. Got a lot of stuff on the browser. Haven't got to yet. Today's durables report is a quandary relative to all of the good news in earlier released manufacturing surveys. A quandary. New durable orders were unexpectedly down. Economists didn't see this one coming. And with just over half of the major industries declining for the month. Overall, durable orders in February dipped 0.9% following a revised 3.6% rebound in January. Yeah, they keep revising these numbers. Excluding transportation, new orders for durable goods decreased 0.6% after a 3.0% drop in January. 2 months, down 3.6%. Not at all good news, all right? Here's a little bit more. Just kind of walk through these articles as we've got time to do so. A couple more. Talk a little bit about what's going on over in the United Kingdom, because whatever goes on in the United Kingdom, unfortunately, is going to be visited upon us in not too long a period of time. And this article, as soon as it takes its own sweet time to load, is going to tell us about what's going on as far as the carbon markets are concerned in the UK. Come on. Get with it. Here we go. The UK fixes a CO2 levy at 4.94 pounds a ton for utilities in 2013. What are they talking about? A CO2 levy. That's right. A carbon dioxide levy at 4.94 pounds per ton of carbon dioxide emitted. So your utility bills are going to go up there. They're going up all across the Europe. And you can expect the same over here. The UK fixed the levy. Its utilities will have to pay on every ton of carbon dioxide they emit in 2013 at 4.94 pounds, which is $8.02, indicating their costs will exceed what they spend on European Union emission allowances. All right. So this is this Ponzi scheme that's going on here. From April the 1st of 2013, the carbon price support rates for the climate change levy, and in the case of oil, fuel duty, will be equivalent to 4.94 pounds per ton of carbon dioxide. This is a tax that's being going to be translated, rolled right over, and assessed upon you, okay? You watch as your utility bills go up. We've already had the heads up. I've written read it to you right out of the Barry County's electric co-op's tabloid that they put out. And, you know, yeah, we're supposed to expect it here. Arctic sea ice ties the record for the smallest winter size, the U.S. data center says. This is Bloomberg, Alex Morales writing. Arctic sea ice, a benchmark for the Earth's warming temperature this month, tied the smallest size on record for winter coverage on the Northern Ocean. The U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center said. Yeah, we have one of those. A National Snow and Ice Data Center. Well, the ice mass probably reached its second largest expanse on March the 7th of this year, extending 14.64 million square kilometers, the Boulder, Colorado-based center said in its statement on a website. That's about equal with the 2006 level for the smallest in a data series that goes back to 1979. Every year, the area of ocean covered by ice expands in the winter and shrinks in the summer. I sure hope they didn't have to go to school very long to figure that one out. Scientists have highlighted declining Arctic sea ice as an indicator of global warming, with the ice in recent years shrinking to below the 1979 through 2000 average in both winter and summer. Last winter, the sea ice carried on expanding until the last day of March, the latest start for the melt season on record. The ice peak extent then was at 15.25 million square kilometers, still short of this long-term average of 15.86 million square kilometers, the data center said. Well, are you concerned? Do you think that the polar bears are swimming around, you know, lamenting the loss of the ice? I don't, but some do. Georgia seeking foreign investors for a 50-megawatt wind energy project. This is foreign direct investment. Right? Helena Bedwell, writing this for Bloomberg. Georgia, that's not the state of Georgia, it's the Republic of Georgia. Georgia is seeking foreign investors for a 50-megawatt wind power plant. Valued at $100 million, Deputy Energy Minister Mariam Valashvili said, the plant, located in the west of the ex-Soviet satellite state, is due for completion by 2015. Right? Georgia is trying to diversify its energy sources, but how are they going to do it? Foreign direct investment. They're looking for outside investors to come in and pony up the money so that they can build this wind energy project. Well, here's some more along the same line. Again, out of the Bloomberg website. And I'm a little bit bulky here at a moment, I guess. I should bring a file in. Here we go. Wind, solar may be competitive with coal without aid in decades. Now, this is Chu. This is the guy that Chu, the scientist, the expert, said that went down to the Gulf of Mexico and said, hey, it's okay, man. Macondo gently weeps, but weeps no more. Brian Wingfield, writing this for Bloomberg, wind and solar power may compete with fossil fuels without aid from government subsidies. You know, that's what sustainable development is all about. Can't handle itself, you know, can't carry itself on its own merit, so we have to underwrite it. You know, it's another one of these social safety nets. Wind and solar power may compete with fossil fuels without aid from government subsidies within the next 10 years, said U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu. Quote, it's not going to be 3 decades, said Chu, at an event in Washington. He has a crystal ball. You know, he's really good at it. This event was sponsored, by the way, by the Pew Charitable Trust, and I would encourage you to look them up. Chu is calling for a national energy policy that will promote the use of clean energy technologies. The U.S. should invest in advanced battery technologies, biofuels, and efficient high-voltage transmission systems, Chu said. Well, who's the invest? Who's the U.S.? Is that you? Is that me? Or is it a private corporation? China and other nations are promoting policies to support cleaner energy. This is a rat race, he said. Oh, no, he said, this is a race. It's like, hey, I thought we had a space race, you know? And then we had the nuclear arms race, and then we had all kinds of races. Small modular nuclear reactors, thought this was rather interesting in this article. Small modular nuclear reactors, less than a third the size of current units, are much, much safer than traditional reactors, which remain safe, Chu said. Traditional reactors, which remain safe. Chu said, Fukushima aside, right? All right? Chu was speaking about the role that future generations of nuclear reactors might play in U.S. energy policy. Well, that's an interesting story, all right? And that's what they are all about, interesting stories. Wind and solar power. Here's another one. About 18% of the HFC 23 credits won't reach the EU. What's this about? Trading emissions, PLC says. Matthew Carr, writing this for Bloomberg, short note here. Trading emissions, PLC, said about 18% of the emissions credits it expects from cutting hydrofluorocarbon 23. Now, if you just type that into your browser, hydrofluorocarbon 23, you'll get a wiki page and go up and read it. You'll find out that just like carbon dioxide, the ocean creates more hydrofluorocarbon 23 than anything man has ever dreamed of doing. But we don't want to tell anybody about that. About 2 million tons of the 11.4 million anticipated probably won't be ready for sale before that deadline. Wow. Phew. Man. The market has improved the pace of new supplies, Shaw said. I would describe this as moving from a glacial pace to a snail's pace. Can't make it up. We're moving from a glacial pace to a snail's pace and getting people to accept man-made global warming. LIBOR manipulation? Probe spurs witnesses. Call up at Citigroup, Deutsche Bank. This is by Joshua Galu. Donald Griffin, writing this for Bloomberg. Citigroup, Inc. Listen to the cast of characters here. Citigroup, Inc., Deutsche Bank AG, Bank of AmeriCorps, and J.P. Morgan Chase have been asked by U.S. regulators to make employees available to testify as witnesses in a probe of potential interest rate manipulation. Two people briefed on the plans said, that's right, banks in trouble and still in trouble. The banks, members of the panel that set the interbank offered rate known as the LIBOR, that's the London Interbank Overnight Rate, the LIBOR, were asked to appear voluntarily for the interviews in London in April with the UK Financial Services Authority, the people said. The people didn't say who from the banks would testify. The U.S. Department of Justice, Securities and Exchange Commission, that's the SEC, and the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, that's the FTC, may be investigating whether banks colluded to artificially reduce LIBOR, another person with knowledge of the probe said. Well, not looking too good over there. The cockroaches are scurrying. There's more light coming upon them. LIBOR rates, well, let's go to this other article instead. Now that it flashed open, trying to get the speed up to speed here. Come on, give me back the top. Give me back the top. Treasury snap, 4-day decline before a report on February new home Okay, Treasuries decline as Fed purchases less debt than average and stocks rally. Talk about that one on the other side. A couple more news articles here.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And blowing into the last segment of today's broadcast, we've got a caller calling in. We've also got $38 silver, folks, and we've touched $14.49 in the gold market. Let's go out to our caller and go live right there and say good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I've really enjoyed the broadcast. Been a lot of good things that I've heard and hope to be able to share with my friends. I heard you on the news broadcast talk mention the Republic of Georgia's solar panel in project of theirs, and that they're looking for foreign investors. And the first thing that came to my mind was, uh-oh, it sounded like a Bernie Madoff Ponzi scam to me. And one of the reasons why I mentioned this is, of course, Mr. Madoff, he had his fair share of foreign investors. But a lot of those the officials in the Republic of Georgia are ex-communists and maybe to some degree still are at heart communists, and with ties to the Russian Jew mafia. So I would say any investor, please be careful. Make sure that one is through an American subsidiary or branch company and that it's tied to some American security insurance. And that's about all the advice I have. Other than that, I'd say watch your back, because this sounds like some sort of investment scam to me. But
the whole thing, you know, really. What's your first name so I can update my screen, please?
Oh, sure. This is Dave in Oklahoma City.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I knew it was Oklahoma. But the whole thing is really a scam, Dave, because if you've been listening to the broadcast, and if not, there's plenty of archives available. I've been following this since basically day one, as we started in on this incredible move towards wind power, offshore wind, solar parks, the emergence of all of the various and sundry solar development, the battery technologies, the emergence of the Tesla car, all of this stuff. This is like going to the Pope, basically, and asking to buy an indulgence, all right? Are you familiar with that concept? In other words, you want to marry,
yes,
you want to marry your sister, and it's against church law, so you can't marry your sister. And yet, so you go in with a bag of shekels, and they say, well, I guess under these circumstances, you can marry your sister. And kings have done that, you know. So, but this is basically what it is. It's like the king's clothing, you know, the invisible clothing. This is what our carbon dioxide market is all about. But when we look at the way that this has been rolled out, there is a tremendous amount of money that's being invested in these parks. And as I've studied them, the cost of building them, the cost of maintaining them, the leases, all of the infrastructure necessary, all of the easements, all of this stuff, even the Lost Sea Treaty to be able to go out and go offshore with it, this far outweighs any financial benefit that we could anticipate coming back from the generation of electricity from these sources. And globally, they don't amount to any more as far as the global electrical production does than Libya's oil does for the European market. You know, about 7 to 8%, no more than that globally. So, and even less than that if you add in Africa and South America. So it's a moot financial discussion by any standard. But even more importantly, it's basically a Ponzi scheme, because all of these businesses, Vestas and the rest of them, they're all dependent upon government subsidies to be able to fly. They are not returning money. All they're doing is costing people more money for their electricity bills. So I think you're absolutely right when we look at this Georgia situation that we're going to have to be very careful about investing in that. And you know, a lot of the pension funds will get in on that. Their Goldman Sachs will have their brokers in there buying up some shares in this Vesta project. But even worse than that is that on the long term, it's even bigger than just a Madoff scheme in Georgia. They're making off with the loot all around the planet and saddling us with this investment that is creating the green jobs that they hope is going to recover our economies globally. And I just don't see it happening. Go ahead.
No, I think you're right. And you mentioned the two words, they hope. I don't even necessarily think they're hoping power financial elite, the trillionaire bankers, as the London Financial Times calls them. I don't even think they hope for green jobs. All they're hoping for is the green money that they're going to make in the long run. So, yeah, it is. It's a crying shame. But this is one of the end results, and I don't want to take longer for other callers, but this is the end result when you have a usury interest rate economy in the world. The users, they always come out on top. Hey, thanks for your time. I really enjoy this is my first time listening to Oracle Network and your show, and in my books, you guys are gangbusters. You guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks very much for calling in, and appreciate the kind words, and it's always, you know, nice to hear from the new listeners. I know we've got plenty of them out there. And I've got just tons more news on the browser here. One guy that I wanted to get into today that we're not going to have time to even touch But I would just ask the listeners to go up on your own browsers and those of you out there listening on the internet and type in an unusual name. Now, you can get there just by using your search engine and just type in G-U-L-E-N. We'll talk about him tomorrow. It's been on my browser for a couple of days. The name is Gulen, G-U-L-E-N. All right, and I've got several articles I wanted to go to today, but we just flat out don't have the time. But the first name is Fethullah. F-E-T-H-U-L-L-A-H. Unusual name, isn't it? F-E-T-H-U-L-L-A-H. Gulen, G-U-L-E-N. It's not like a golem, but it's kind of on the same order. A man from Turkey, Turkish. In Pennsylvania. Lives in a compound. But all across America, he's financing, and elsewhere on the planet, he's financing these little compounds being built up. This would have been a great call for Jeff from Chelsea to talk about. Maybe we'll talk about it in greater detail tomorrow. But this individual is part of this expansion of this Islam Brotherhood and the Egyptian Brotherhood, and is quite the sage, if you will. Someone that a lot of people look up to and respect. However, the deeper I dig into this guy, the more I feel as though he is a CIA front. Or some kind of a corporate front. Claims, you know, to be one of the wealthiest people on the planet. Even more wealth in his pocket than Warren Buffett or Bill Gates. Makes the claims. But where is the money coming from to finance this guy? Kind of like a guru, you know. He's a cult leader, maybe, you could say. So it's going to be a rather interesting process going in and finding out a little bit more about who he is. And what his influence is in this dialectic that's being built. And it's coming at us from several different directions. On the one hand, we've got this emerging Mediterranean Union to bring us into such a state of agitation that everyone in America will be championing for war, war, war. Drive up the cost of our petroleum products here through OPEC so that we are all begging for something must be done. You know, this is what government loves. This is what the corporations love. When you start calling to be fed, they'll feed you. They've already got the meals ready. They got your names on them. They're gift wrapped, okay? But we're going to start calling for it. And I think even Lindsey Williams had covered some of this in his various reports as to from the guy behind the curtain. Anyway, the idea is, and the Koch brothers, the creative destruction, you can look at their website, just blending a few things all together. You're wrapping together, connecting some dots. But the deal is that we're going to have a very high cost of gasoline and diesel, heating oil, propane, etc., natural gas, very, very high, driven up high. And we're going to call out for war in the East. We're going to go against Iran probably relatively soon. That's not necessarily my prediction. It's just what I've been reading. And that Libya and Tunisia and Egypt and Yemen and Oman and Yemen 1 and Yemen 2 and Oman 1 and Bahrain and Turkey. And Turkey comes back and connects the dots back to this Fethullah here and these Islamic Brotherhoods, you know. All these things come together. We'll be going after Iran, bring us into the first world war of the 21st century, led this time by the United Nations. Of all things, the first global war by the global governance system, the B system, the United Nations. So that's going to be kind of interesting as it continues to roll out. We'll follow all these various threads. Everyone's going to be clamoring for a better system of electricity generation. But as there are some of the articles I couldn't get to would point out, is that, you know, the United Kingdom wants to build 5 new nuclear reactors. We've got nuclear reactors scheduled even to be built in Missouri. Coal is getting demonized because of these EU carbon credits and stuff. So we're living in interesting times. Thanks for listening today. I'll be back tomorrow.
One county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.